Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
We are hopefully completing Hilchos Erevin today. We'll see if we make it. Tav Yud Dalet. Shelo le'arev ela le'daito. You have to let the guy know if you're going to make an Erev for him. Aleph. Ein me'arevin eruv beitchumin le'adam ela le'daito. You can't make an Erev for somebody, for making Erev tchumin, without his permission and without him knowing. Both. Shema eina rotze le'arev be'ota ruach shiratza ze. Because you are moving his residence, his nucleus, and he might not want to be moved. He might want to go and be able to walk in the other direction. You don't know without asking him. Chutz, there's an exception. Mibeno ubito haktani. If you have children who are below bar mitzvah, afil einam smuchim al shulchano. Even they're your children, even if they're not being supported by you. The avdo v'shivchato haknanim, and the same halacha applies to an eved kanani and a shivcha kananit. Okay. All right. Now, the idea is by the ketanim, first of all, we assume they want to be with you, and also because generally we assume eruv beit chumin, you're doing for dvar mitzvah. We're about to get to there, and this is part of chinuch. You're teaching your children to join you in the mitzvah, whether you're going to hear a shir or whatever the case is. Okay. And by avadim, your slaves, so their hand is like your hand. So therefore, it's okay. They're an extension of you, and therefore, whatever you do, that's they follow. Va'afilu michu bo, even if they tell you they don't want to. Shelo le'arevala, they don't want you to make an eruv for them and to move over their makom shvita. Va'afilu eruvahem eruv acher enoklum. Even if they make their own eruv, their eruv doesn't count. It's what you do because you're the owner, you're the father. Aval bino ubitu hagadolim. But if they're bar mitzvah, afilu smuchim al shulchano, they're their own independent people now. They're bar mitzvah, even if you support them. Ve'avdo v'shivchato ha'ivrim ve'ishto. And similarly, these are Jewish slaves. So in other words, they have to work for you, but you don't own them. And they're chayav in mitzvahs 100% v'chule. And your wife also. All these people. Eino me'arev aleihem ela midatam. You have to also let them know. You have to get their permission. Ve'im, now we're going to see, there is a difference between these family members and just regular people, friends, etc. We'll see that in a moment. Ve'im erav aleihem v'shamu v'shatku v'lo michu yotzim be'eruvo. Now, if you didn't tell them, and you made an error for them without telling them, and then they find out, and they hear, and they don't say anything, they don't complain, they don't say, no, I'm not joining you, then they are yotzei with your eruv. But if they said no, sorry, thank you very much, but I'm going to be where I want to be. Oh, she'eruv lehem eruv acher alatzam, or they already made their own eruv. In eruvo eruv lahem, whatever you do for them, it doesn't count, and because they told you it, they don't want it to count, or because they already made their own eruv. And by doing a ma'isev, making their own eruv, it's obviously the kol shekein is them saying michu, that they're saying they don't want to be part of your eruv. Now, just to clarify, if it's a stranger or a friend, right? They're not your child. They must know about it mibe'od yom, before shkia. And if you surprise them after shkia, that's what we learned the previous siman, they find out after shkia, or certainly after tzeis, rather, then whatever you did for them didn't count. Because they have to know about it, or at least know of the option, during Bein HaShemashos, right? We allow Breira, we learned that before. Okay. But if it's a family member, it could be that you never told them before Shkia. You never told them before Tzeis. Come late Friday night and you surprise them. Guess what? We can go an extra 2,000 amos the other direction. Even though they didn't know about it, now they know about it. And now we say that there is Breira. Because we assume that we assume or the halacha treats it as if they knew about it. And they had the option. Because we know that they want to be with you, and that's so it's allowed. So again, if they find out before Shkia, they could say no. And even if they say yes, they can still say no. Anyone can always change their mind before Shkia. But if once Shkia or Tzeis happens, and they find out, the minute they say yes, then they can't change their mind anymore. They could say, wait, give me a few minutes to think about it, but that's okay too. But once they agree or are quiet, then that's it. They can't, no change backs, right? They can't go back anymore. Okay. Beis. Katan ben sheish shanim opachos. Now, what we basically learned halacha, if you're from 7 to 13, or 7 to 12 for a girl, what happens if you're 6 or younger? Once you hit 6 years and 1 day, you're in your 7th year, that doesn't apply anymore to this halacha. Beis, katan, ben sheishanim opachos. You're anywhere from 0 to 6. Yotze be'erev imo. Then you follow whatever your mother is doing. If your mother has an Eruv, you follow your mother. If the mother doesn't have an Eruv, you just go with where she is, her city. And a father is, if he's moving the whole family over, and he has to make, set aside food for every single adult and child. Except if you're below 6 years old, then you don't have to set aside food for the child who's below six. They just follow wherever their mother is. Now, if the father does it anyway, it doesn't work, because it goes by the father. So a mother who wants a vacation from her children for Shabbos and to be have somewhere be put somewhere else with the husband, in general, it doesn't work. However, some do say, first of all, the Shaar HaTzion points out, what if there is no mother? So he says, Lamaisa, probably it goes by the father, because that's the child's mother, since he has no mother. And some say, similarly, if the father has custody for a Shabbos, and they're in separate, certainly if they're in separate cities, then it could also follow the father, because we look at it for that Shabbos as if there is no mother. So a little discussion. Okay. Tav tet va, tet. Yeah, okay. So there's discussion. Very good. Tav tet vav. Shalola arev eruvei techumin ela lidvar mitzvah. Okay, now to do an eruvei techumin, it's supposed to be for a dvar mitzvah. So let's read. Aleph. Okay. One second. All right, Aleph. In me'arvin eruvei techumin. One second. Okay, sorry. Aleph. In me'arvin eruvei techumin ela lidvar mitzvah. Person only makes an eruvei techumin for the purposes of a mitzvah. You're not supposed to make it for a dvar reshut. Kegon. Now, what is a dvar mitzvah? So that's Mishnah Berurah points out that there is a machlokas in Rishonim. It could be, when we say it has to be the Dvar Mitzvah, that's only if you're using bread, but if you're actually going to go walk and stand there, which we hold is the Ikar type of Eruv Tchumin, then it could even be the Dvar Reshut. But okay, let's see. What is a Dvar Mitzvah that you're putting bread there for? Kegon, that's the halacha. Kegon Shehaya Rotze Lelech LeBeit HaAvel. You want to visit somebody, right? You're allowed to do Menachem Aveilim on Shabbos. There's no Isser. And sometimes that's the only time and the best time. And sometimes it's actually a good thing, so that the Avel is not left all alone all Shabbos. It could be quite lonely. Okay, anyway. So there's a mitzvah even on Shabbos. So that's considered a mitzvah, to go, be able to walk, to reach to someone for a Beis Avel. Lebeit HaMishta Shel Nesuin. Or to go to a Shavar Brachos or a wedding. Olahakbil pinei rabo. Probably it's not the wedding itself, it's Shavar Brachos, right? We're talking about Shabbos. Or to visit your Rebbe. We're visiting a Rebbe is a mitzvah. Or chavero. Even just visiting a friend, Shabba min haderech. I'm not sure about any friend. There's an opinion that says it has to be Talmid Chacham. But anyway, Pashas, it's any friend who's not always right there. So that's, it's a mitzvah dafka, okay. Uchayotze be'elu. And any similar situation is called a dvar mitzvah for this purpose, is that you're allowed to make an eruvi tchumin lechatchila. Hagah. Osherotze leilech letayel b'yomtov. Or you want to be able to walk around and see a beautiful garden, or you want to Shabbat b'yomtov or Shabbos b'pardes shiyesh bo simcha. Or you want to go see a garden, you want to, you're out camping, you want to be able to see the hills or the water a little bit. Bazeh mikrei dvar mitzvah. This is part of Oneg Shabbos and Yom Tov, and it's also called a dvar mitzvah, so you can get a little farther. Okay, Mishnah Berurah points out also as to das erusin, engagement, or bris milah, to daven, and even to see your property to make sure there's no disaster going on. All this could be considered a mitzvah. Yeah. Omi pinei, yeah, you're allowed to do this on Shabbos. Omi pinei hayira, or you're afraid. Kegon shaya rotzi livroach minod kochavim o min alisu machayotze baze, or you're not in a very safe neighborhood where Shabbos is starting, so you want to be able to move quickly and to get a little farther away, so use an eruv. Obviously, if it's a real sakana, you don't have to worry about eruv itchumi. But if you can use an eruv, if you can set it up, obviously that's most preferable. V'az mutar lelech hafilu lidvar harishut. And then even if you're afraid for your life, or some maybe being stolen, that might be enough, to be robbed, that's allowed. That kind of a dvar reshut is even allowed. Okay. Beis. I skipped a line. Oh, v'im erav, very good. V'im erav shelo le'echad mikol elu. B'di'evit, a person made an eruv, even for something that's 100% the dvar reshut, completely optional, there's no great need whatsoever, no mitzvah, harei ze eruv, it still works. You did it, it works. Okay, it's just a din lechatchila. Base. You're not supposed to make an eruv etchumin during bein hashmashos. Ve'im erav eruvo eruv. You're not supposed to make an eruv etchumin during bein hashmashos. Unlike an eruv chatzeros lechatchila, you're allowed to do bein hashmashos. Eruv etchumin should only be done miba'od yom, before shkia. However, if someone did it, it counts. It's an eruv. It still works. Gimel. Amru lo shnayim. Tse ve'arev aleinu. So you go tell two people, go make an eruv for me. Echad erev alav mi ba'od yom. Ve'echad erev alav bein hashmashos. So both of them set up an eruv for you. One of them did it before shkia, one of them did it during bein hashmashos. Ze she'erav ala mibod yom ne'achal eruvo bein hashmashos. Ve'ze she'erav ala bein hashmashos ne'achal eruvo mishachashecha. Shneihem kanu eruv ve'yesh cholkim. Okay. So, what happens if you have two people make an eruv for you? And each eruv is supposed to be set up for all of bein hashmashos. But you had two different people, and one of them did it before bein hashmashos, and it just continued at least a minute into bein hashmashos, and then it disappeared. And someone else did it a minute before tzeis, and then it lasted until after tzeis. So both eruvs work, and you have to make sure that you have to be in a location that you fit both of them. Right, if they put them on opposite ends, so it actually works against you. But anyways, we say it's really lakula in general, and we say that both of them work, even though the both of them was only there for a minute. And okay, both of them are chal. There is an opinion in the Rishonim, Mishnah Berurah, and the Bir Halacha points out, actually, most Rishonim argue on the Shulchan Aruch, but it seems to be that this is still the Halacha, even though, but the Mishnah Berurah, I'll just point out, says it's Sarach Yon.
Why are they dependent on each other? They're two people.
Right, so they both work. Exactly. But so they both work.
They're not linked. They're both good.
Exactly.
They're two separate eruvim. They happen to be linked to you. They're not linked to each other.
Dalit. Kishmeniach eruvei tachumin mevarech al mitzvas eruv. Whenever you place your eruv, you say the same bracha for the other eruvim. You say al mitzvat eruv. Okay, ve'omer biz, and you have to say the nusach. Remember, if you're standing there, you can do it silently. We're going to see this again in a moment. But if you're using food, it has to be verbalized. Ve'omer bezeh eruv yeh mutar li leilech emakom ploni al payim amala kol ruach. And with this eruv, you have to specify the location and the food, and this gives you, you're able to go. And b'diav, as long as you say b'zeh eruv, it works. Okay, and if you did not say the bracha b'diav, your eruv also works. So you're supposed to say the bracha, but b'diav, it works. Okay. V'im ariv l'rabim, and if you do it for other people, when you say the nusach, omer yehi mutar l'ploni v'li ploni, oli b'nei hamakom ploni. You just specify it's for all these people, for this place, wherever it is. And if you're going to place one eruv for the whole year, you specify also, l'chatchila, you should specify the words, it's l'kol shabbatot hashanans, for the whole year, wherever it is. Okay. Yeah, I'll just say it now. The Mishnah Berurah points out, if you're going to do something for the whole year, check it. Make sure that it's still there, because things get rotten, disappear, get worms, the chule. Okay. Okay. Tav Tet Zayin. Din Eruvei Techumin B'Yom Tov Shechal Yot Samuch L'Shabbos. So now you have Yom Tov the day before, or the day after Shabbos, or Judah Yom Tov. What happens? Okay. Yom Tov, I'll just point out, a Yom Tov and a Shabbos are two separate days, two separate Kedushos, they're its own entity, and you're going to need the Eruv, has to be alive and working during Bein HaShemashos for both days. We're going to see for Rosh Hashanah, we call it, it's only Midah Rabbanan, for real, we all know it's 2 days, and it is 2 days. But for some halachos, we treat it like one day. Usually, it's a din l'chumra, like by muksa, stuff like that. It actually comes out l'kula. We're about to see this is an unusual application where we say it's a yom arichta, and it actually comes out l'kula. So let's see. Aleph. Yom tov shechal yot samuch l'shabbos. Ben milefaneya ben milacharea. Before, outright, Friday or Sunday. Oh, shnei yamim tovim shel galios. So you're in the chutz la'aretz and you have 2 days yom tov. So, yesh la'arev shnei eruvin lishtei ruchos. Now, you can set up one eruv in one location, and that works for both days. But we're going to see that has to be qualified. He's just saying here, you have an option, since they're two separate days, you're allowed to set up one eruv in one direction one day, and another eruv in the opposite direction the other day, and they both work for its own day. But again, we have to read the whole siman together to fully understand. And then, whichever one you want to work for the first day works, and whatever you want for the second day works, and you don't even have to specify, again, until the night time. And the second one for the second day. Oh, you set up one eruv in one direction. And it'll work. You can just set up one eruv, and one day it'll work if you wanted to. And the second day, you can make it just, you belong in your normal city without the eruv at all. Right? You can split the days, because they're two separate days. And you can make it that on one day, you're not using the eruv, and you get 2,000 amos from your city. You can choose wherever you want your makom shvita to be, your residence. What are we talking about? B'shnei yamim tovim shogalios. Okay, right? Sukkot, Pesach, Shavuos. Aval b'shnei yamim tovim shel Rosh Hashanah. When it comes to 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, harei hen ki yom echad. You know, it has a din of only one day. Ve'eino me'ariv l'shnei yamim ela l'ruach achas. So therefore you only could make it in one direction. You could only make one eruv, and you have to use, if you're going to make an eruv for Rosh Hashanah, it has to be used for both days. Okay. V'chen matne adam al eruvo ve'omer. And a person should specify when he makes his eruv. Eruv l'shabbos zil. This eruv is for the Shabbos, avalo l'shabbos zacheres, but not for the next one. L'shabbos zacheres, avalo l'shabbos zil. Or it should be for this Shabbos and not the next Shabbos, or vice versa, whatever. L'shabbatos, it should be for Shabbos, v'lo yamim tovim, but not yamim tovim. No, it should be l'yamim tovim, v'lo l'shabbos. In other words, whatever you want it to be, that's what it is. You just specify, you say it, and that's it works. Okay. Base. Now, let's say you set up an eruv for 2 days for galios. Okay, both days. Oh, l'shabbos v'yom tov. The same eruv for both days. Afal pishu eruv echad l'ruach achas l'shnei yamim. Even though you're making one eruv, whatever, one box of matzah, and you're using the same location for both days. Tzarech shiyeh ha'eruv imkomo matzah b'leil harishon u'b'leil hasheni kol bein hashmashos. Both days are separate, and you have to make sure your box of matzah is there both days. Okay? Teitzad hu osa. What do you do? Let's say you're...
He only needs enough food for one
suda. The box has to be for two sudas, six beitzim.
But not 2 days.
Not 2 days, right. You're only using it 1 day? Fine. But on both days of Bein HaShemashos, you have to have it there. Good question. Maybe for Rosh Hashanah you need 2 days. Could be, I don't know. Probably not. But okay, we'll leave that as a question. Ketzad hu osa, so what do you do? Let's say you're afraid something's gonna happen to it and you wanna have Yishuv Adas and you don't wanna just leave it there. So what do? Maliko be'erev Yom Tov. So you go there the first day. Before Miba'od Yom. Oh, the Erev Shabbos, or Erev Shabbos, whatever it is, umachshich alav venotlo biyado ubalo im hayalel yom tov. So you stay there with it during the first Bein HaShemashos, and then if you're allowed to carry, depending on the situation, on yom tov you don't have to worry about carrying, Shabbos you do have to worry about carrying, masav hotza'a, so you take it with you, at least if it's yom tov. Ulamach ar malicho lo samachom, and the next day, the second day yom tov, you have to bring it back. So that it's there during Bein HaShemashos, since you want to be using it for Bein HaShemashos. You want to be using it. Umanicho sham acha tekshach, and you have to leave it there again, acha tekshach. Ve'ochlo yimaya lel Shabbos, omavio yimaya yom tov. And then after it says, you can bring it home with you, or you can just eat it there. Because you don't need it past Bein HaShemashos. And then once you're kona shvita, you're allowed to use it all Shabbos, right?
He's going to be there anyway, why does he have to bring
it? So the Bir Halacha asks, if you're going to be there anyway in this situation, why? So first of all, it's just to teach you the halacha, just so it's clear. It's an example, okay? But he points out maybe you don't know. Maybe you're gonna wanna leave it there. Maybe you're not sure if you're gonna come back there the next day. Whatever the situation is, you're not sure if you want to walk back. So you might decide just to leave it there, and that's okay. Whatever. Mipenei shehen shtei kedushos ve'einam. One second. Shehen shtei kedushos ve'einam ki yom echad. It's not like 1 day. Setting it up before the first day of a 2 day yantiv doesn't work. It doesn't work for 2 days, only works for the first day if it's only there. I mean, it does work there. If you set it up before the first day and it's there during both Bein HaShemashos, then obviously that works. But if it's only there for the first Bein HaShemashos, it's not going to work. Therefore, ne'achal ha'eruv barishon. If after the first night it gets eaten, Kana ha'eruv l'rishon, it worked for the first day. Ve'eino eruv v'leisheni, but it doesn't work for the second one. For the second day, it depends where you're standing, because that's where you are, and the food that you set up didn't work. Eruv b'ragla v'rishon, if you want to stand there without using food, just stand there for Bein HaShemashos, the first day, tzarich la'ariv b'ragla v'sheni, then you have to go stand there again for the second day. And when you go there the second day, you stand there, and that's enough. You have a mind, right? You don't have to say it, you just have it in mind. And in fact, we don't want you to say it. Why? Because as a din of hachana. Depending on the situation, it could be an issue of hachana, or it could be, which is also, we don't want you to do hachana from one day to the next, nisud derabanan, or it could also be a nisud derabanan of kinyan. Mi amakna, your new place, makom shvita, depending on the situation.
Even if you made an
erev tashilin? So let's read. You can't set up bread, certainly, on the second day if you didn't do it for the first day. Bipnei, as if you're going to set it up on the second day. Bipnei sheyatzari chlikot alav shem eru venimtza mechin. Food has to be verbal. And so therefore you're verbalizing, it's for sure hachana, if not also kinyan. And so therefore it's a problem. Erev barishon b'machal, but if you set up on the first day, right, erev the first day of yontiv, and you set it up with food, im ratzel arev rag v'sheni hareze eruv, then you could go there, standing there on the second day, or with food. But if you're going to do food, you can bring back the food the second day, if you're in the same place with the same bread, because then you don't have to say anything. You already said it the first day. If you said it the first day, it's good enough. Shekavar kara shem eruv. It already has a din of eruv. You already established it as for eruv. And that's you don't have to verbalize it the second time. So it's not called mechin klum. And in a case where you're not going to verbalize it, you also, Mishnah Berurah points out in the Prima Gadim, you do not say a bracha, because that would also be verbalizing. I'll just point out a quick machlokas and we'll stop, that if for setting up with your feet, if you're going to make an eruv with by being somewhere physically, not with food, machlokas achronim, if you can make your 2 days two separate places, or for the first time on a second place. It could be you could only make an eruv on the second day if it's the same place as the first day, even for raglav. Just leave it as that. Okay.